Begin the current daf, Masech the Shabbos daf, Nun Ches, begin on the base. Begin with Tais Dir Masla, begins with the Gemara, in yes, Kedrib Shmuel v'chulu, which Tais comes to explain that it's specifically by when a person needs the sound. That is, the Gemara said, that this that we learn in the Braisa, that the bell that's hanging the animal is going to be Tamei, that's specifically by a bell that has a clapper. This that we learned, that the bell of the animal is going to be tar, is when it's a bell that doesn't have a clapper. As the Gemara brings, like a Tais Dir Masla is going on, that the halacha that from Rav Shmuel ben Nachmeni, that something that makes sound by a metal kli is going to be considered as a kli. Tais can explain that what's the reasoning for this halacha. So Tais says, because the chashav le kli tashmish to adam, it's not just in general that any metal kli that makes sound is going to be mekabel tuma. It's specifically like the case over here by the animal, by the bell, where it's considered a utilitarian vessel for the utility of a person. Why? Mishum debayi leila kala, because the person wants the sound that's coming out of the bell, because ideh hazug shashemeh, because through the bell that he hears the sound, yedeh hechen behem to imed, it's like a tracking mechanism that he knows where his animals is. Umaitza dekach, and they can find this animal through that. Vahava kamakal shabahema shabatechas. It's like we learned on previous stuff, it's like a rod of that's used to prod an animal that's made out of metal. Where we said, metame, it's mekabel tumo. Why? Hayva adam raidaba. Because since a person uses to prod the animal, so although generally from the animal would not be considered a kli, but it's considered kli tashmish to adam, simply by the fact that a person uses it, even though it's from the animal, here also the person utilizes the element of the sound to help him track where the animal is. It says, Tais, b'chemash m'lekaman, so it sounds like this concept that we're explaining, it's not just in general it makes sound. Later on, gabi biris tahira. The Gemara talks about that this biris is tar and you could go out with it on Shabbos, but kevalim are tame and you cannot go out with them on Shabbos. The Gemara there explains that biris is this what's called etzada, which is this like chain that they make for the thighs so that the stockings don't fall down. Therefore, it's not mekabel tuma because it's not a kli. It's only a tashmish for a kli, where it assists the stockings. Now kevalim is a chain that goes between the two biris that are on the thighs. And that the Gemara asks, why is that mekabel tuma? If it's because it makes noise, the chain, but Shmuel said that this, that a metal vessel that makes sound is mekabel tuma, that's only because over there he needs this sound and it does an action. Here by Beerus, it doesn't do an action and he doesn't need this sound that comes out of the chains. So why is it tuma? That's the Gemara's question. So says Tesis, oh, that's the point that we're saying. This that it makes sound by a metal vessel ain't a tuma. It's not just tuma just because it makes sound. It's only where he needs the sound, but where he doesn't need any utility of the sound. It's not mekabel tuma because it's not the sound itself, but it's the purposefulness of the sound that we're saying it's going to make a mekabel tuma. Now, then Tosfos asks, if that's the case, then mahad mishani, that this the Gemara answers regarding the contradiction. That, ha, the when did we say the bell of an animal is going to be tuma is the ispe imbal if it has a clapper inside of it? And ha, when did we say it's going to be tar is the lespe imbal if it doesn't have a clapper? But Tosfos is bothered. Is by imbal, then why don't they differentiate even when it has the clapper? We're saying it's not always when it has the clapper when it makes sounds like mekabel tuma. We said specifically because you need the utility of it. A person needs it. Then it becomes kli tashmish to adam. So why doesn't the Braisa, why don't we just answer that? No, both can be talking about that. There's a imbal, but depends if you need it or not. Now, I mean, read it. He says, no, because it's not common that a person should make a clapper in the bell unless you need the sound. And therefore, it wouldn't make sense to explain the halacha of the Braisa that is talking about where it has a clapper, but you don't need the sound. And therefore, rather, we differentiate one has a clapper, one doesn't have the clapper. Continuing Tais Dir Masla, Tais begins the words of the Gemara, that as it says in the pasuk, called Dover Asher Yavai, which Tais explained what's the limud over here, because the halacha of the previous Taisis, which is that when you have a metal vessel that makes a sound in the Kabbalah Tumma, we know that from the pasuk that says, called Dover Asher Yavai Beish, anything which comes into fire, which is the Tavir Be'esh, you have to purge it with fire. Now the word Dover also can be read as, and that's how we know that something that makes noise is going to have to be, it's also Mekabel Tuma. And that bothers Taisus. Wait a second. Ba'avagav the High Crawl, although this Pasuk, yeah, it's referring to Dover, which could be Dibur, which makes sounds, but Lelegabit Tumaksib, the context of this Pasuk is nothing to do with the laws of Tuma. Elegabit Hagol, it's regarding purging it, the Halach of Kashering, which was something that was used by fire, has to be purged by fire. But what do you say anything about that if it's a dover, meaning there's deeper, makes noise, it's mekabel tum? So it says, yeah, mistamber, it's logical, the hossam ain't deeper, my lamayr. In the actual context of the pasuk, it wouldn't make sense to differentiate if it makes noise or not, because it has nothing to do with that. It has to do regarding if it has bleas of iser, if it had absorptions of prohibited items of the binyanite, of midianites, or not, then it needs agala. So therefore, says Taisus, what the Gemara's drush was, if it's not teaching us anything regarding purging, then we're going to apply it for some other related concept, which regarding the laws of Tumah, which is teaching us that from the word davar or deeper, that if somebody makes noise, that it's going to be Mekabel Tumah. Here next says the Masechta, this begins the words of the Gemara, Masav Rava. Rava asks, on the Abaye's interpretation, I will learn Tazug Ve'in Bulchibur, regarding the bell and the clapper, that it's attached. Taisus comes to explain, what's the Machlekes in Abaye and Rava? That is the Gemara brought a brisa, that if someone, there was many different cases that we spoke about, making bells for different types of things. So he said, regarding that for the children, if there's a bell, it's going to be Mekabel Tumah. If there's no bell, it's going to be taught. Because the purpose and utility of all these things is to make noise, which is only if it has a clapper. Now, and then the brisa ended off, but if, let's say it had, but then it lost the clapper, okay, it's still going to be Tumah. Now, that the Gemara asks, but why is it Tumah? If it doesn't have the clapper anymore, it's not fit for its utility of making noise. So that Abai answers, he says that since a regular person could put back the clapper into the bell, so it doesn't lose its designation of a kli. On that, Rav asks, which our taste de maskel, I will learn the brisa that the bell and the clapper are considered attached, meaning when they're together, they're one. So Pirish Bekunjus, Rashi explains what Rav's question is. Midikar lechibra, from the fact that it's calling him that they're attached, Mami, no, we could infer from that is the chinis bardu, when they separated, have a klisha nitl b'ktas, it's like a vessel which part of it was taken away, and that it's not a kli anymore. That is, v'avagav, they had yiyach la'azir, even though, like Abaye says, that yeah, a commoner could put it back, but we see kol kamad le'ahadra, as long as it wasn't put back, lav shalom, it's not complete, and that it's not going to be mekabel tumah. That contradicts Abaye's interpretation, even though a hedge could put it back, that it should be mekabel tumah. Now, on that interpretation of Rashi, it says of a kashlari. The refines is difficult. Because the hamikara nami haviyadani, he says, what do you mean? How could this be the Gemara's, the Rav's question? The Gemara originally knew this idea that a bell and a clapper are one. And that when you take away the clapper, davaklisha nitl miktasa, that it's like a vessel that part of it was taken away and therefore lost its designation as a kli, because ulahachi parchel maichazu, that's the question that Abaye is coming to answer. The Gemara had asked, wait a second, for what utility is it, what it's a worth for? If you took away the clapper, it cannot be used for its what's purpose, which is to make noise, so it's not going to be a kli, and therefore it shouldn't be mekabel tumah. On that is a mishani, and that's what the Gemara answered. Oh, the vadi bapi nafshe lechazu. You're right, on its own, it definitely cannot be used. Loizug v'leimbol, each one independently cannot be used on their own, not a bell, not a clapper. Ella, but that's what Abaye is coming to say. Mishum dehed yachlach zero, but since a regular person could go ahead and put it back, so therefore the fact that it was separated will not nullify from his designation of a kli. So they were asked the re on Rashi, so then what is Rav's question on Abaye? Because we see that it's attached, you could say that even if they're detached, they're considered as attached because the head you can put it back. Additionally, Tais asks on Rashi, Masha Pirish Nami Osa, this is what Rashi explains. When Rav solidifies his question, when he says, and if you're going to say that this interpretation, I, Bavatanya, Bechul, we learn the Braisa, and Rashi says, Gabi Ahi, next to that other Braisa, we say another case of Mesparish Shaparakim, of a scissors that are made out of different parts. We will learn that over there clearly that it's only when they're attached to Mekabel Tumah. But when they're separated, not Mekabel Tumah, and therefore, right, the way Rashi learns it is also that reflects on the case of Zug V'imbol, also only when it's attached, not in this Lamdisha, that even when it's detached, it's like attached, as the Gemara explains. Says Taisan Rashi, Loi Ayin, Rashi did not analyze this because Dahud de Zug V'imbol, that first case that Rava brings that he primarily asked from of the bell and the clapper, that's not a Bryson near this other Bryson of the scissors, because that's actually Mishnah Masechtas Parah. It's not even a Bryson, that's a Mishnah Masechtas Parah. Vahidim is Parah, and this is the scissors, but Tesefta de Kalim, it's a Tesefta de Kalim. How could you say because they're near each other, therefore they reflect, it's not even one's a Mishnah, one's a Bryson? So because of these two questions, Taisus brings that Mefarash Rav Paris, he explains B'Shem Reb Shmuel, a different interpretation, not like Rashi. That is, when Abaye said, Hoyel v'hed yoch lachzirim, since a regular person could put it back, what he means to say is like this, V'avagav dehashtem b'loy inbol, loy chazimidi, that although now, without the clapper, you're right, it's not worth for anything, it does not have utility. But, kivin dehed yoch l'bekad lachzira, since very easily a regular person could put it back, command the mechaber dami. It's like they are attached, and that is, each one is going to be mekabel tumah on their own, because it didn't lose its designation of a kli, and that is, even the nitma ha'inbol. If let's say the clapper becomes tummy, nitma gamazug, that the bells also can become tummy. Kilo hin mechabern, as if they're attached. Now, as Taisus clarifies, it doesn't mean that even when they're separate, if one part becomes tummy, the other one's going to become tummy. Rather, he says nafkamina. What it comes out from this is l'kishishchabru. when the bell then becomes reunited with the clapper, that although it's only the clapper that became tamei, but yit mahazuk eser negeya bay, that the bell will contaminate what touches it. Because since originally, that the reason why it became tamei is because it was considered attached, and like we say, a vessel that was tamei, part of it, the whole thing becomes tamei, even the part that didn't touch a tamei. So therefore here also, although it never, the bell was never the thing that touched the tummy, but now that you reunited with the clapper, it's the same kli, and that the bell will also be metame other things. Now, umil b'lei chibur, however, without being attached, lo yitame. So then, it's not going to be metame, ki yime'in b'levadli, only the clapper itself, shenaga b'tame, which that touched the tummy. Because as long as you don't attach the bell to the clapper, then it's not going to say there's one kli regarding this, that the other one should also be metame. Now, it's on that that Rav is asking from the Mishnah of the, we learn in the Masechtas Parah, about the bell and the clapper, that they're echibur, which sounds like that specifically, if they became tummy when they're attached, if one became tummy, then the one's going to become tummy. But if they became tummy when they're not attached, if one became tummy, then you could attach it, it would not be metame. And Taisis goes and explains this, and he says, v'ochi mashma lishna dekama. And that's what the wording sounds like, that when Rav was asking, and then he was saying, maybe you'll explain Abaya, and say v'chitim, maybe you're going to say that this that we learned, that it says the bell and the clapper are attached, it doesn't really mean attached, rather hachakim this means to say that avagav l'mechabri, even though it's not attached. Kamad l'mechabri tummy, it's like it is attached, and if one becomes tummy, the other one will be tummy when they become attached. That's how Rav is trying to explain for Abaya, say, oh, maybe my question is not a question, maybe you could interpret like Abaya, but one thing says Taisus, you see like his interpretation, Mashma, it sounds like the Abaya hachisvirli, that he's coming to, you would think to resolve Abaya, which means to say that that's how Abaya holds, which is, the Tali time of Bechazara's head yet from the fact that it's dependent on a regular person being able to put it back, Mashma, it sounds like that Abaya holds, the Lechazi hashtalimidi, but that right now is not fit for anything right now, and that if you would not consider it as attached, that hey, how could it be mekabotama? Since it's not fit for anything without putting it back, rather he holds that it's like it's attached, and that it helps to create a law of tumanat, since it's considered attached. So even the other one will become tumma when you attach them, because since a common or a regular person can put it back, it's not only that it's considered a klid mekabotama, rather it's like it's attached, which then the other one, when it gets attached, will also be metame, as if it was also the thing that became tumma. So it's not only like Rashi, that it's not going to lose, but even it actually could have a tumma mekan ulahaba, which also will explain after all these other tastes and together, because as the Mefarshim on Taisis, the Maram, Marshal, Marsha, they explain that these Taisis are continuations of this one big Taisis, which they're all coming to explain this interpretation of Taisis in the Sugya differently than Rashi. The next Taisis, the Masculine, begins the words of the Gemara, which continues on this theme. Masav Rava, Rava asks, which was the same idea of his asking from, which Taisis is a Taisis, is a Mishnah, Hazug v'in bul chibur. The bell and the clapper is considered attached, which Taisa explains what is Rav's question. Rav asked Abaye from this mission, as Taisa explains that the fact that it says that they're attached, it sounds like, Shem Nitmazeh, which if one became tummy, Nitmazeh, the other one becomes tummy. Now, as we said, Bahanimili, that's only talking about Kishim Mechubarm, that when they're attached, Avashaloi Bishashiba, but if they're not attached, and this is how Taisa explained that what Rav is coming to disagree with Abaye, Nitmazeh, if one became tummy, then loy nitmazeh, then even if subsequently they become attached, how Taisa interpreted, not like Rashi, that no, the other one's not going to become tummy. And that is what Rav is asking the Abaye, and because we see it's only when they're connected that each one becomes tummy. And what you see is, v'leichashin lehedi yochlavze, that we're not concerned for Abaye's svar that, oh, because a regular person could put it back, because the hashtamil, I'm a chabarnin, because ultimately, right now, they're not attached, and therefore, one becoming tummy is not going to cause the other one to become tummy, even if it subsequently becomes attached. Now, what bothers Taisus is that, how do you see this from this halacha, that specifically when they're attached, if one becomes tummy, the other one becomes tummy, what do you mean? You could say that chibur means to say that since the commoner could put it back like a baya, so if it's considered attached. So Taisus actually says, you're right, um, Mishnah zu, which again, that's how Taisus learns is the Mishnah Masechtas Parah, says from this Mishnah actually, ain lon lo hichiach, we actually cannot definitively prove the mari b'shas chibur, that toma that they each become tummy specifically if when they're attached. Kedekama, as actually the Gemara itself, Rav himself brings this up, as he says, and if you're going to say that maybe actually it's saying that it's, even though it's not attached, it's like it is attached, whereby it says, see, right, it's not a definitive proof of Mekayach Braisa, but from the Braisa that we subsequently bring regarding the pair of scissors, which we explained that it's only going to become tummy when they're attached. But if they're not attached, then they're going to be tar. That proves the b'shas chibemari that toma specifically when it's attached. Well, then Tais is bothered, especially since he doesn't learn like Rashi. There's two brises near each other. So Tais says, "Umi brisa grei dasa have a matzir rava la'isve la'abaya." Truth is, from that brise itself, a rava could have asked on abaya, which sounds like from the brisa it's only becoming tummy when they're attached. But if not, then it's not going to be. But al denichle like shui mahach, but he preferred to ask from this mishnah. Because the Meir Bezug Vinvel Behedid, that's only because it's exactly the same case of the bell and the clapper that he wants to use it to ask Labai and Labai to Ari Nami Bezug Vinvel, that he's also talking about a case of a bell and a clapper, but it's not so definitive, and therefore, yes, ultimately you have to bring it from the Brisa. Kshinek says the Mazel says, begins with the words of the Gemara, but Tanya will learn the Brisa, which again, even if you say like Bechitema, some have the different Mazel and the Prince, and if you're going to say for Abai to defend him that, oh, it doesn't mean it's really attached, it's like it's attached. But the time when the brisa that you can't say there because Mespoir Shal Parakim, it says when you have a pair of scissors, Vizemash written in the plane of the carpenters, which Tais come to explain what is Rabbi's question from this brisa of the scissors. Where you see over there that it's only when they're attached, then they're going to become tummy, but if they're not, it's not going to be attached. So Tais explained the Shtei brisa saying actually, Bimsechtes Kalim, these two cases of the plane of the carpenter and the scissors that are made of different parts, they're actually two different brises. Kalechem b'fneatz, each one is actually its own independent brisa, one talking about a scissor, one talking about a zemel. Now, ubereisha ketoni behedya, and in the reisha of the brisa, it says explicitly, the kshe'ena mechubarim, when they're not attached, mekabel kalechem tomim b'fneatzmai. And this is the point how Tesis learns the sugya. Each one is mekabel its own tummy. And if it touches one of them, it becomes tummy, but the other one's not. And biblically, it's only when they're attached, when you're doing work with them, then it's mekabel tumah. Now, rabbinically, begozal tumah shalei b'shas malacha, they made a gzera on the tumah of it, even when you're not doing work with it, sheichibu tumah, that it should be considered attached regarding tumah, which is letami zekish and tami zekish, that we should be tami the one when the other one becomes tami. Shalei tumah l'shas malacha, that's really similar to when you're doing work with it, because they're attached. But this is the point, that's at least when it's attached, even though you're not doing work with it. If it's not attached, mashmid sounds like definitely gezer d'rabban and leka, that even a rabbinic decree you don't have. And that is v'nit mazel loy nit mazem. If one becomes tummy, the other one is not going to become tummy. Again, as Taisa explains the sugya, because not like Abai, d'loy chayish l'machad yoyach lazi, we're not concerned for the fact that a commoner can put it back, which is not like Abai, who he said if a commoner can put it back, we consider attached, and that when one becomes tummy, you put it together back with the other one becomes tummy. You see, not like that. Kshinek says the masla again, which is one long Taisa, according to many of the Mepharshim. Amar Rava, Rava says, so rather, what's the interpretation of the reason why, of the which the Gemara said, that when the bell is taken away, it's still going to be Mekabel Tumah. Not like Abai says, because a regular could put it back, as he refuted that. Rather, it's Hoyel B'yochel Akisha, since you could take the bell even without a clapper and bang it on the earthenware vessel, so it's still going to go ahead and make a noise. Still, it still retains the original status of its status of a kli, even though it lost the clapper, which was the original way it made noise. But since it can make noise by banging the bell on the vessel, therefore it's still going to be makabel. It's still going to have its original tumah. Now, Perish Tais explains what Rav is saying is makabel tumah hazug. You're right. As Rashi says, this idea that what's going to be have its not lose its status of tumah, it's the bell part. Aval imbal, you're right. The clapper, dein roy like kisha, which that's not fit to go ahead and bang on anything. Then you're right, loy. That's not going to be. It's not like we originally thought the way Abai says. Oh, it never lost the status of kli. It's not because you could put it back, so that would be on all of the bell. No, it's only regarding the bell part, not regarding the clapper. That is because it's only because it can make noise, which only applies to the zug, to the bell part, not to the clapper part. Now, on that, says Taisis, the same thing applies, which we had originally brought in, Mesparis Vezamal Nami. And the same thing actually applies to the scissors and to the izamal, to the plane, that we said that they're going to be tummy on their own, Beloi Chibu, when they're not attached, because Ru'uyin Lema'in Malach Rishayin, because they're also fit for something, a semblance of the original work, which because with the scissors, when you separate the blades, each blade ultimately could still cut just like a knife, and so too by the plane. So therefore, makabel tumah, everything makabel tumah, kolech b'fneatzmai, each one independently, because it's tanya b'tosefta, because it has the same concept, like Rav is saying, since it could still have a semblance of original utility, therefore it's going to have the halacha of retaining its original tumah. So this concludes all these taisis in the idea that taisis brought from Rashi, that Rav was proving from the Mishnah, or Rashi learned as a brisa, of the bell and the clapper that's considered attached, what does that mean? I mean, if it's separated, then it nullifies its status of a kli. And that was what Rabbi wanted to say. It's not like Abaye, who he said, but what do you mean, if you can put it back, it should still be considered a kli. But Taisa explained that no. According to Abaye, because a person can put it back, what that means to tell us is that even when it's not attached, if one part becomes tummy, the other part will also become tummy when they get reattached. And that is what Rav was coming to ask from the Braisa, or the Taisa learned as a Mishnah, of the bell and the clap, it's considered a chibur, which sounds like that specifically when they're attached. Then they're considered attached, regarding that if one becomes tummy, the other one becomes tummy. But if they're not attached, if one becomes tummy, the other will not become tummy. And if you're going to say that no, really, it means they're attached, even when they're not attached, it's like it's attached. But that's what he brings from the, we see by the, explicitly by the scissors and the all other things, that when they're not attached, each one's going to become a tummy on its own, but it's not considered attached regarding one becoming tummy, the other one becoming tummy with that too. And that's how the sugi is learned according to Taisus, not like Rashi. The next Taisus, the master begins with the words of the Gemara, Elam Rava v'chulu. Taisus comes to qualify that if the scissors and this, if the bell and the clapper that get separated, what do we mean that it has the tummy? Meaning in regards to Mekan Ulaba, which the Gemara brought from Rava, that says the reason why the bell, that the clapper was removed, the words are Adayim Tumasai Olav, is because you could still bang the bell part on the earthenware vessel and could still make noise. And because of that, it didn't lose its status as a Kli and Skimmi Tam. Now, Perish Bukunj Rashi explains that what do we mean that the bell, that it's going to Adayim Tumasai Olav? It means if it already became Tame, even if, let's say, the clapper got removed, but still, the tumma le parche menu kishan nifrin misha kibul. It's not going to lose its status of tumma when the clapper becomes separated, if it already had received tumma. Hail varo la kishe, since you could still bang the bell part, so vavi kikli, shenika bepoches mi meitzerim. So it's like a vessel that developed a hole, but it's less than the size of a pomegranate. Dule tarma tumma, well, although let's say it's not the same as it always was, you can't use it for small things, but since it could still hold pomegranates inside of it, so it didn't lose the status of tumma because it's still something of the semblance of its original thing which it could hold. Here also, it could still make noise. Now, but one thing is, Umashmash writes Lema, but it says, Taisa, it sounds like from Rashi that he wants to say that only if it became tummy, it's not going to lose its original status of tumma. But the mekamba elich, but from here on, let's say it wasn't tummy, but now to become mekamba tummy from here on, then le mekamba tummy, it's not going to become tummy. Only when, if it had the tummy, it's not going to lose it, but to become tummy, it's not going to be. And that's the sense of kashri, it's difficult to the read. Because the lama le mekamba tummy, why should it not be mekamba tummy? But what I mean, keep the nifchas pachas mekashir, like Rashi gave that example. Since it was diminished, was less than the measurement to make it nullified from being a vessel, like when it's not the size of a pomegranate, or in this context, where it's still going to make noise, to have a kilo sham legami. So in all halachic purposes, we view the vessel as if it's totally intact. And it's not like a vessel that developed a hole the size of a pomegranate, where there it's not considered like a vessel at all. So therefore, why would Rashi say that it's not going to even be mekabel to mekan laba? So Vanilla reads, so the read disagrees. He says, Devadi got mekabel to mekan laba, most definitely it's going to be mekabel to mekan laba even from here on. Even if it wasn't mekabel to mekan laba yet, it didn't lose its status as a vessel. Now, Taisa comes to explain, he says, Lokuntris doch gulafarishkin. Well, what pushed Rashi to say it only specifically, if it had a tummy, it's not going to lose it, but not from here on, to become tummy? Because he had the following logic. Because we said in that same Bryce that if it never had a clapper, tahayin, it's going to be tar, v'loy mekabel tummy, it's not going to be tummy. Avag after Roy Lakisha, even though you could bang the bell part without the clapper, so you see that it cannot be mekabel tummy without a clapper. Therefore, Rashi said, if the way he was learning the sugi, the way Taisa says, is that if it lost the clapper, so okay, it's not going to lose if it had the tummy, but it cannot now become mekabel tummy from here on, which Taisa rejects. There's no bein adem, but that's not comparable. The kashalahoya by inbumi oilim, if it never had a clapper ever, it was never yet finished. Yeah, there it's not going to be mekabel tummy. The kimin sh'oimid litin by imba, because it's, since ultimately you're going to put in the clapper, the ovid l'kala, because like we're talking about the case of the child, their bells is to make noise. So if I have a gol make kli matzchis, so it's like unfinished metal vessels, which they're not mekabel tummy. Avid mishan nigman, but if it's already finished, shahoyah by imba and had a clapper, then says Taisa, avid pishan nita, even though it was taken away, mekabel tummy, it could now even go and contract tummy. Why? Shalei batel mitaris kli, shalei lav kremikin, because since it already had the status of a kli, it doesn't lose that status even after it loses the clapper, because it's not nullified from the status of a vessel, and therefore, since it can still make noise, says Taisa's most definitely not like Rashi, it's still going to be mekabel tummy kan labo. And v'haram hevi raya, the Ram brings a proof, mechemesh ha-tefara, from a flask that was stitched, some type of a leather flask, v'shaya pachas mi'maitzirimen, and if it was left over, less than the size of the pomegranate, meaning it wasn't yet totally stitched up. There's still a little bit that has to be stitched. With halach is the Gemara bringing the chulin daf kavlam and chesam daf the tahir. It's going to be tahar because you didn't finish yet the malacha, so it didn't yet to get the designation of a kli. And avagav the chemish shalom shenikran, even though in spite of the fact that when you have a intact a leather flask that got torn, as you can see in the Tabib Nun Testament, if it got torn less than the size that it could let out a pomegranate, it's still going to be mikabel tumah. So you see that there's a difference between never finishing and if it was finished and then gets torn, where it never finished, even though it doesn't have the size of a pomegranate, it's going to be tar. But if it had already and then it gets torn, then it's still going to be mikabel tumah. Now, additionally, he says, another question that Ri has on Rashi interpretation, that he explains that since the halacha is only the tumah it had that it's not going to lose, but not mikan laba. But then, if that's the case, the latumah shahisa lein shalaytifer, but it's only regarding the tumah that it had in it, that it should not leave it. But the difficulty is, mahani shaper, but that should be effective for not to lose the original tumah, even according to Rava. Time at the head, you yachalach zero, like a bias svara. Because a commoner could put it back, so therefore that would be below time of the Rav Akisha, would even be without Rav Svara, of that you could bang it and make noise. Why? Where do we see that? We learn brachas of nun mabes. Kabimita by a bed, where we say that filamu forekes, that even if it was taken apart, like parcha tumah mina, it does not lose its status of tumah. Elam ke nignava oisha of the chetz, unless if half it was stolen or lost. Oisha chakua achem eshutfen, or if brothers or partners split it. Why? What's those cases significant? She'ein tzayvon lachaber, where it's not going to ever be put back together again because it was stolen or lost or they split already, and therefore you cannot have the reason of the even a regular person being able to put the bed back together again since that's not their intention. They totally split up or it's lost or stolen. Therefore, lose its original status of tumah. But if you could put it back, it sounds like that it would be tummy. And that it's valet, it's a klal time of that kasha, and you don't need the that you could be able to bang with it if it's considered as a kli. This again, where you see again the Ri says, rather you must say, like the way, what is Rava needed for? To the contrary, like Nalik Rashi, like the Ri said, that's only for something from here and on. The high time of Hoyle Hedjach Lazir, because that whole reasoning that a common, a regular person can put it back, that doesn't help to create a contraction that's vulnerable to Tumah. Kediktani Hasam, like the Gemara over there teaches, Hechziru, if you put it back, Mikabel's Tumah Mikan Labah, then it's Mikabel Tumah from here and on. But if you didn't attach it, even though a commoner could put it back, it's not mekamet to magamah. That's only regarding what was in the past, and therefore you see clearly that regarding Rav Svara, it's mekan laba, not like Rashi, who only says it from what the tumah that originally had. And actually, Tais says labaya nami. The truth is, according to Abaya, that he says the reason why it's mekabel tumah is because a regular person could put it back. The Gemara could have said to mishum the head yidyoch alachzir because a regular person could put it back. Mekablin shnehen that both of them are mekabel the zug ve'inbol the bell and the clapper. Tumah mekan labo. You're right that since we're saying that that's what Rav's svara is mekan labo. That so too that Abai would hold also the fact that you could put it back would also be mekan labo. And Rav disagrees on him. Holds only though that would only be from the past, but that wouldn't be effective mekan labo. Tesis concludes that the Ritzbah heavy raya lepesha kuntras. Actually, the Ritzbah brings a raya to Rashi interpretation. That even according to Rava, then no, it's only regarding that it shouldn't lose its old tumah because you could bang it on the earthenware vessel, but it's not going to be mekabel tumah from here on. What's his raya? Because the Tanya b'Tesafta Maseches Kelim paragraph Shemim Gliel. Learn the Brayis and Maseches Kelim that says ha'isa zug l'machteshes. The cases that we discussed here in our sugya, if someone makes a bell for a mortar or a risa, for a cradle, a mitbuchayis, tinaikis, or for this cloth of the children. It says nitlu in belayin. If the clap was taken away, tahirin, it's going to be tar. Now, it's mashmid sounds like dizagin tahirin, that the bell also is going to be tar. Now the difficulty is why it's going to be tar. What do you mean? But we explained here in the sugya by Rava, you can still bang it on the earthenware vessel. Oh, the pesha kuntras nicha, but according to Rashi interpretation makes sense because this that it says ditahirin, that's not regarding the tumah that it originally had. You're right. That's going to remain with it. It just means the le mekabel tumah kan laba. It's not going to have a tumah from here and on, which, like we said, according to Rashi, doesn't extend mekan laba, only for what I originally had. But Pirishri, kasha, my tumah, according to Ri, it's difficult. Why is it going to be tar? What do you mean? You could still bang it, and that should even be mekan laba. To which Taisa says, Vari Heshav, the Ri responded to that Rai, he says, the Kama Brises, Yeshba Tesevta, Pliga Shashalon. It's not difficult. We have many Brises in the Tesevta that disagrees with our Shas. But then this Brisa also, but our Shas does not hold like that and holds actually that it's going to be even mekan laba. So, we had the Rashi who had said that since the bell could be banged on the earthenware vessel, What it means to say is, it's not, even though you take away the clapper, it's not going to lose the tumas that it had up until now, but it's not going to be tam mekan labo, because without a clapper, it cannot be mekabel tumah, like we learned if it originally never had. Now, Tais explained that no, it's even mekan labo, it's going to be mekabel tumah. And this that we said that if it never had a clapper is tar, that's because it never had. So it's like gomei kli. But if it had and then it lost it, so then it's still going to remain even as a kli to even be mekan tumah mekan labo. And Tais brings a raya from a leather flask that was torn, that there's a difference between if it was never finished or if it had a tear. Additionally, Tais asks in Rashi from the Gemara Brachas that it sounds like that even according to Rava, that regarding to retain its old tumah, that's enough because a hedge could put it back. It must be that Rava's halacha of that it can make noise must be that it's even mikan labo. And but ultimately Tais brings a raya from Tosefta like Rashi, which we reject, and he says, yeah, but you're right, the Tosefta is like Rashi, but our Gemara disagrees with that Tosefta.